And here we are kicking off your week, and I will hold back from saying work week because it's hard to tell anymore, depending on where you are and what you do. Monday, March the 30th, next to last day of March 2020, 19 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today, and here we are kicking off another week in the midst of this COVID-19 coronavirus mess that we are in the middle of. And I will tell you, it is very strange and getting stranger by the day to drive in here every morning and drive down Mount Vernon Avenue and see most of the businesses closed, to see gas for $1.85, to go to McDonald's and see that there is no line, to get to Center Street and see that gas is $1.75, to see that most of the businesses are closed, and to see that most of the parking spaces in downtown Marion are open. It is peculiar and different and in many ways strange, but apparently, this is what we are supposed to be doing at this time, quarantining ourselves. You know, I was thinking when I was driving in this morning, because we are hearing this word all the time, self-quarantine and social distancing and things of that nature. These are going to be the words that stick with us for a long time. Now, the word quarantine has been with us for a long, long time. But when is the last time you ever heard the word quarantine used? It's been forever. We don't quarantine in this country. That used to be something doctors did. They would put you in a quarantine if you had an illness that was highly contagious. When is the last time we had people in quarantine? But we do now. Quarantine's a word again. It's a thing. And social distancing, 6 feet apart. I heard the word social distancing more this weekend than I think I've ever heard that word in my life. And people are really starting to follow this, which is a very good thing, because that's the predicament that we are in. I'm continuing to watch the press conferences, like I'm sure a lot of you are, and getting the information that we are getting as it comes out. It looks like now the peak of this might not be until May. You know, we're not even in April yet. It's going to be a very interesting spring into summer here in the United States. And of course, we are the number one country now with diagnosed cases of this. I guess it's just a matter now, and we keep hearing this term too, of flattening the curve. We've got to get on the downside of this curve to where people are getting better instead of getting diagnosed. Now, how long is that going to take? Looks like we're looking at maybe mid-May at this point. Does that mean we will all be quarantined until that point? It's very possible. I guess we'll take it day to day. You know, and I don't want to spend the entire show talking about this, because I think we are just absolutely inundated with this all the time. You turn on Facebook, it's there. You turn on the internet, it's there. You turn on television, it's there. It's as if everything else in the world has stopped. And I guess, in a way, I understand that, because you do want to get the information out and you do want to keep people informed and you do want to let people know what's going on. But sometimes it is overwhelming, and I hope everybody walks away from the television or internet every so often and just does something else. Because life is still going on. It's a funny thing. I was on Facebook yesterday, and I saw somebody posted I don't know what it's called. They posted something. And basically it said, these things still go on amidst the quarantine of the coronavirus. That friendship still goes on. That love still goes on. That relationships still go on. And they do. You know, these things that we hold most important do go on. You know, going to a restaurant, going to work. You know, it's not fun to be apart from that situation. But these are things that hopefully in life we don't hold as the highest accolade, the highest thing in life. And a lot of people are still working. People in grocery stores, people who are working in restaurants, who are doing carry out, of course, they're still working. And we're still here. And we will be here as long as we need to be here. Now, it's interesting as well. I was because we don't know what this coronavirus will bring. So I was seeing how hard it would be to do a remote broadcast. And I did a remote test last night. And we're going to play around with this to see if it's doable. Because, you know, who knows when somebody's going to get ill? Who knows when somebody's not going to be able to make it in? You know, these things happen all the time. And my understanding is somebody did hear the test last night. I did it sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock, I think. Heard the remote test broadcast that I did and thought it turned out okay. So we might try that one morning. Now, the thing with that is we would have to use a different phone number for call-ins. And it would kind of be a little different how the call-ins would work. But I think we could probably manage it. Now, if I had a guest on, I'd have to invite them over to my house, and they could maybe come to my home office. I don't know. I guess that would work. We are in interesting times, folks. We are in interesting times. My question to you this morning is, how did you fare this past weekend? Did you do anything fun? The weather was certainly nice to a point. It rained, but the weather was, temperature-wise, not bad. What'd you do this weekend? Did you get away from all this coronavirus talk? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Or how are you handling this whole thing? Are you baking more? I've seen a lot of people doing this and posting their pictures on Facebook. Are you doing things around the house that you have been postponing for quite a time? Are you going outside? I see a lot of people going outside and doing things. Are you doing some type of gardening? What are you doing in these precarious times? What's going on with you? 740-383-9944. Now, as I said this morning, I don't want to spend time talking about this COVID-19. We know it's going on. I really don't see a whole bunch of new news this morning that would relate to it. We're kind of still at the point of don't go around people, keep your 6 feet of distance, and kind of just take it as it is for now. And we will see when the curve comes at this particular point. But outside of that, there's really nothing to talk about. So here's what I'm going to talk about today. Oh, by the way, here was a little bit of a miracle that I came across over the weekend. I went to the grocery store on Friday. Yeah, I believe it was Friday. And as you know, getting any kind of ground beef has been very difficult during this time. And I was sure on Friday I was not going to be able to get any ground beef, because for the last 2 or 3 weeks now, every time I've went to the grocery store, there is no ground beef. And it was middle of the day, which normally is a time you cannot get the ground beef. Well, I walked in, and holy mackerel, there was ground beef. Do you think people are relaxing a little bit finally? Do you think people have it a little bit more under control now, and possibly they are getting a little less nervous? Have you noticed this? Now, I still do not see a lot of toilet paper in the stores. That still apparently is a thing. And I do know yesterday some stores ran out of cooking oil, oddly enough. But do you think maybe we're over the panic of going out and buying everything? Because I was able to find ground beef in the middle of the day on a Friday. I was really shocked at that. So, and the stores did not seem that busy this past weekend. But I couldn't figure out, are they not busy because people aren't panicking? Or are they not busy because people are staying home because they are panicked? Which one do you think it is? Because I will tell you, the stores were not busy at all yesterday. Hardly anybody for a Sunday in the store. Now, do you think that's because we're not mass buying anymore? Or do you think that's because people are worried and they're staying in their house as these numbers go up? Which do you think it is? Let me know. I'd be interested to hear your opinion. 740-383-9944. I do want to thank everybody who came on the program Friday. We had a lot of fun with that. Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan was on, and he's always a lot of fun. Dick Cavett and his wife Martha Rogers, I thought, did a great job on Friday. And, of course, the legendary Phil Donahue. And, you know, we didn't, there really wasn't a whole lot of opinion politically in that interview with Phil Donahue. But whether or not you like Phil Donahue, you have to say that there's a legend in the world of broadcasting. And to give us 2 hours from his quarantine, his self-quarantine in New York, was quite an amazing thing. So we thank him profusely for appearing on the show on Friday. And I know a lot of people listened to that and hopefully got a lot of joy. We went right off the air as soon as we were done with Phil Donahue. Does anybody have any comments on the interviews from Friday? Dick Cavett, Phil Donahue, Ray Grogan, anybody have anything to say? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you this morning because this is an open line show, and we want to hear your opinions on everything that's going on. Don't forget, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes on this morning at 10:10 a.m., then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today and the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10. Now, the Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment. Donations needed: disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks, hand sanitizer. Call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142. Or email them at smcnamee@co.marion.oh.us. That's smcnamee at co.marion.oh.us. Now I'm going to give this phone number again. 740-223-4142. That's the Marion County EMA, looking for disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks, and hand sanitizer. And that's going to be an interesting thing as time goes on, because whenever this curve gets to its height, will we have the items that we need? I don't know. I guess we'll all find out together as time goes on. Just a different time. Now, I was trying to think to myself, because to be honest with you, my afternoons are a little more open than they used to be. And for some reason, you know, every time we have one of these unpleasant occasions, something becomes popular during that time. And I have heard more about this TikTok than you can imagine. Now, last week, two people who are on this show a lot were talking about TikTok, and then over the weekend, I heard people talking about TikTok. Does anybody understand what TikTok is? I mean, I've seen videos from it, but to be honest with you, I really don't understand the point, and maybe there is no point. And that's okay. It's okay not to have a point, but I have heard more about this TikTok in this time of coronavirus than I ever have before. Does anybody really understand what this TikTok is about? Now, I guess it's just making a funny video. Is that what it is? Making a funny video and posting it so people can see it? Does anybody, you're going to have to inform me on this, because this is beyond me in several ways. 740-383-9944. But of course, many things are beyond me in several ways. So this would not be the first thing that got past me. But I don't understand the TikTok. I guess make a funny video, set it to music. Do you have to set it to music? I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. Maybe today, since I have a little free time, I will try to fit in downloading TikTok and becoming a TikToker. And then I will be right in there with everybody else doing what everybody else is doing. I don't know. It's a little bit of a strange thing. Now, my feeling, to be honest with you, in this whole thing at this point is, I think you have to keep in touch with your friends. Here's how I think we're going to get through this. I think that if you stay in touch with your friends, if you're still able to laugh, if you're still able to, you know, feel good about yourself in a lot of ways, that's how we're going to muddle through this. I don't know that there's really any other way. And I hope that's what we do, because I think that will be the best way to get through this. Does anybody have any ideas on getting through this? Are there any ideas out there about something to do? Crossword puzzles? Are people doing crossword puzzles? Word searches? I don't know. I don't know what people are doing who are staying home. I assume they're finding things to do. Anybody have any ideas? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're doing during this big quarantine, as it were. And we don't know when it will end, oddly enough. Now, maybe we'll do some trivia here this morning. Let's see here. Do we have any trivia? You know, I don't know that we ever got through the presidential trivia, which was a lot of fun back from President's Day, but I don't think we ever got through the full amount of trivia that we had. Let's see here. What do we have? Okay. Presidential trivia. Well, apparently we've got all the ones on the first page. Let's see what we have on the second page. Okay. The first American president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Does anybody know who that was? The first American who happened to be a president who won the Nobel Peace Prize. Who was that? The first president to win the Purple Heart. Does anybody know who the first president was to win the Purple Heart? The only president who commanded a submarine. That's interesting. The only president who commanded a submarine. He was the first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Who was that? This president likes to play horseshoes. Does anybody know what president that was? So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. You have a 1 in 45 chance of getting these right. The first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize who was a president. The only president who commanded a submarine. He became the first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. This president likes to play horseshoes. A 1 in 45 chance of getting it right. Does anybody know the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have a guess at the answers to those questions. Now, we had a lot of luck with the Family Feud, and I think we have one category left in the old Family Feud this morning. Yeah, I think we do have one category left that we did not start last week. We could try this if the presidential trivia is not going so well. 39 minutes past the hour. Let's see here what we've got going on. All right, let's start here. This is our last Family Feud category. Name something people do in college. 100 people surveyed. Name something people do in college. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers. Does anybody know that one? Name something people do in college. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get an answer here? Go ahead, caller.
Party.
Well, let me take a look here. Let's see here. I would be shocked if that wasn't on the answer. Yeah, party is there. Four people
said party.
Yeah, speaking
of being shocked, you were, I think $1.70 was as low as you got when you were rattling off the gas prices earlier. Southside Sunoco, $1.55.
Really? Where's that at?
On Delaware Avenue.
Delaware Avenue, it's $1.55.
$1.55. I can't believe it. How low do you think, like, what's your prediction? How low do you think it'll get before all this goes away?
Well, I'll tell you, if this is going to run through mid-May, I can see it getting down to maybe $1.20.
Isn't that nuts?
It is. It's amazing to see what's going on, but nobody's traveling. Nobody's outside.
Yeah. Well, have a great show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, party was on the list. Party last on the list, but four people did say party. In college. Name something you would do in college. Does anybody know? Something people do in college. Can you believe that? Guess a dollar. Wow. $1.55. Go ahead, caller.
Attend class.
Attend class. Let's see here. You know, strangely enough, that is not on the list. Now, you would think that would be something somebody would do in college.
Yeah. How about study?
Study is on the list, yes. Study, 12 people did.
We'll go with that one.
Studied, yeah. People,
they don't attend class, they just study.
They just study. I guess they skip the classes and just go ahead and study. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, the big board here. Name something people do in college. We've got study and we've got party. That is kind of strange that people don't attend class. I don't know what that's all about. Name something people do in college. We've got seven answers here, and we've got two of them knocked out so far. Something people do in college. Go ahead, caller.
Drink booze.
Drink booze. Let's see if that is on the list. You know, that, well, let's see. I think that probably may fall under party because it's not on the list.
Okay.
That's a good guess, though. Thank you. But I bet a lot of kids, while they're partying, do knock back a few alcoholic beverages. Name something people do in college. Does anybody know what people do in college? We would love to know your thoughts on this particular answer here. Go ahead, caller.
How about drugs?
You know, drugs are not on the list, thank goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. No drugs on the list. Name something people do in college. Seven answers. We've got number three, which was study, and we've got number seven, which was party. But what are the answers we are missing? Name something people do in college. Seven big answers. Does anybody know what they are? Something people do in college. You know, study, I'm glad that made number three. 12 people said study. Party, 4 people said party. But the other ones, what would you do if you were in college? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Go to classes?
Go to classes is not on the list.
Okay.
I know. We would hope it would be, but...
Well, I would think that they would.
You would think. You know, people are doing something. I don't know.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Go to classes did not make the list. Name something people do in college. I don't know why they're not going to class. Or the kids surveyed are not answering that way. Go ahead, caller.
Join a fraternity.
Join a fraternity. That is not on the list, but that's a very good guess. Thank you. Join a fraternity is not on the list. Now, I'm kind of shocked by that because I do know a lot of kids do join fraternities when they are in college, but not on this particular list. Name something people do in college. Does anybody know the answer? Seven answers. We've got two. We've got study and party, but we don't have the other ones. Do we know what they are? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this isn't for me. This is for my husband.
Sure.
He says, make whoopee.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I bet some of that is going on in college. that did not
see,
make...
Now, I think go to classes. See what my husband thinks?
Well, it's a little different thing, but you know, that did not make the list either, but I'm pretty sure there's some of that going on in college. I would bet a few dollars.
Maybe they're doing that instead of going to classes.
Well, maybe. You got to do something when you're not going to classes, I guess.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, that, you know, interestingly enough, that did not make the list. But it would not shock me if that was going on in college. That might be a safe bet. Go ahead, caller.
How about going to bars?
What's that?
Going to bars.
Oh, going to bars. You know, I bet that's under party.
I wasn't for sure when you said that.
Yeah.
I thought they might party in their room or something, but I think they're mostly noted for bars, so okay.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you. Going to bars did not make the list. But that could have been included in party, which four people said party. Boy, I tell you, these are rowdy college kids at this particular point. Wow. Go ahead, caller.
What about hazing?
Hazing? You know, hazing's not on the list, but I'll tell you,
this is a crappy list, Scott. Goodbye.
You know what? This, I don't know what college this is. But what we've had hazing, we've had going to the bars, we've had drugs, we've had make whoopee. This is a very, very provocative college. I don't know, University of Southern California or something like that. I don't know. Very different. Go ahead, caller.
How about play athletics or sports, you know?
Sports. Sports is on the list. 12 people said sports. You got it. Thank you. Now, see, that's a little more along the lines, I would say, of what people might do in college. Woo. Some rough answers there for a while. What do people do in college? I went to college. I don't remember any of this. Go ahead, caller.
Protest.
Protest. Protest is not on the list. No.
I don't know what these kids do.
Maybe if they went to Kent State, I don't know.
They don't go to class.
Yeah, they don't do all that other stuff. Don't you think this is a very rowdy list? I've never...
Yeah, it's...
I think maybe kids do more than that in college.
Yeah, I would think so.
I hope so. Thank you.
All right.
Now, remember, doctors and lawyers and teachers all go to college. I hope they're doing more than just that other stuff. Name something people do in college. That's what we're looking for here. People do in college. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe not around here, but we know they go to the beach.
Go to the beach. Go to the beach did not make the list. A good guess, though. No going to the beach. Yeah, I would imagine if you're in a school in maybe California or Florida, one of your big hobbies would be going to the beach. But on this particular list, going to the beach did not make it. Name something you do in college. Go ahead, caller.
Find a mate.
Find a mate. That's close. Do you have a little more specific?
Oh, wife or husband.
Yeah, getting married is on the list. Five people said getting married. Thank you.
There you go.
Now, see, that's a little more wholesome and family. Yes, getting married was on the list. Getting married is number six on the list. One, two, three. Yeah, six. There are eight answers. We've got four of them. We've got half of them at this point. Getting married. That was a nice little answer. Go ahead, caller.
Get involved in politics.
Getting involved in politics. That is not on the list. Good guess, though. Thank you. Getting involved in politics did not make our big list today. Name something people do in college. We've got study, sports, getting married, party. What are the other four? What are people doing while they're in college? Go ahead, caller.
How about tutor people?
Tutor people. Let's see here. Tutor people is not on the list.
Huh.
Thank you, though. Not tutor people. What are these college kids doing? Four answers that elude us at this particular point in the conversation. We've got study, sports, getting married, and party. What do kids do in college? And we've had a lot of the provocative answers already. So do we know the other four answers? What do college kids do? 740-383-9944. We've got study, sports, getting married, and party. I wonder why so many people in college get married. Is it because they're out of high school and that's a good time to get married? I don't know. I wouldn't think that would be a very good time to get married. Because college, when I was in college, it was a very busy time. You know, you were doing a lot of things, staying busy, a lot of tests, a lot of finals, a lot of papers to write. But of course, I don't think people write papers anymore. I think it's all typed and cross-referenced on the internet. College must be a completely different place now, my guess would be. Let's see here. I thought we had a call coming in there, but apparently not. Give us a ring back, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back. 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour on this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about graduate?
Graduate. You know, that did not make the list either. That's a good guess, though. I know. Thank you. Graduate did not make the list. What do kids do in college? Simple answer. What do kids do in college? Graduate did not make the list. The four that we have, study, sports, get married, and party. But what are the other four? What do college kids do? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour here on this morning. Maybe we're looking for the less salacious answers. What do kids do in college? That's what we want to know. That is the question. Go ahead, caller.
How about work?
Work. Yeah, kids do work in college. Four people said work. Thank you. That's what I did when I was in college. You had to work to pay the bills. So I remember that very well. Work is on the list. So we've got five of the eight now. We've got study, sports, getting married, work, and party. We still have three answers left, and we don't have the number one answer. 25 people, we don't have the number one or number two answer, which is kind of interesting. What do people do while they're in college? We've got 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8, but we do not have the number 1, 2, or 4 answer for what people do in college. Go ahead, caller.
Make new friends.
You know, I don't have... There's one that has to do with friends, but it's not make new friends. But there is one that has to do with friends.
Okay.
Okay, keep guessing. Yes. There is an answer that has to do with friends, but it's not make new friends. Now, remember, the question is, name something people do in college. There is an answer that has to do with friends, but it's not make new friends. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Here we are on this morning. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about just get in trouble?
No getting in trouble. Thank God. This was a good college.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A nice good college. Thank you. No getting in trouble. How about that? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. Not get in trouble. Name something people do in college. Now, we've got study. We've got sports. We've got getting married. We've got work. We've got party. But there are three answers that elude us. And the first two answers, number one and two answers, we do not have yet. Does anybody know what they are? 55 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Let's see what we got here. Is this one of the correct answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about church?
Church. You know, no church on this list. These college kids were just not going to church. I know.
How about shopping?
You know, shopping's not here either. No.
Dang, what are those people doing, college?
I don't,
okay, thanks.
I don't know. Thank you. No shopping, no church. There is one that has to do with friends, though, but it's not making new friends. That's kind of different than what this answer is. But it does have to do with friends. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Name something people do in college. I think this is the first time we've ever done one of these lists where the number one and two answers have eluded us. We've got the bottom answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about living in a dorm?
Living in a dorm. That is not on the list, but a lot of college kids do that. Living in a dorm did not make the list. Now, remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back. We only have the one line here. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Join a fraternity.
Join a fraternity. Not on the list, but a good guess. Thank you. Now, I will tell you, the one that has to do with friends, it's not make new friends, but it's kind of along the lines of joining a fraternity. Something people do in college. It's along the lines of a fraternity, but it's not make new friends, but it does involve friends. Go ahead, caller.
I thought of form long-time friendships.
Not form long-time friendships. It's not so much about making new friendships. It's something you would do in college with your friends.
Party.
Not party. Well, party's already on the list.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. It's not so much about making new friends or forming long-time relationships. It's something you do with your friends while you're in college. And it's, you know, simple. One of the three answers left. Name something people do in college. 740-383-9944. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. We're going to take a break here coming up at the top of the hour for news and weather. Pay attention to the news report today. We've got Tracy Kinsler from the health department on there, as well as Sheriff Tim Bailey, giving you some directions and ideas of what's going on during this pandemic that we're in the middle of. Name something people do in college. What do we have left? Three answers left on the big board. Go ahead, caller.
I go to ball games.
Go to ball games. Not on the list, but a good guess. Thank you. No going to ball games in college. What are those crazy college kids doing? Name something people do in college. Let's see if this is a right answer coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said study?
Let's see here. Study. You know, yes, study was number 3 on the list.
Yay, I got one.
You did get one. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Study is on the list. These were good college kids. What do people do in college? 1 minute left in this hour. We'll come back and do it on the other side. I don't think we're going to get the 3 answers before time's up here. But name something people do in college. And remember, we've got a kind of an elongated news report with Tracy Kinsler and Sheriff Bailey today. It's about 5 minutes long, so stay tuned for that. Listen to that news report and take heed of all the news that's going on in the world now. But don't get overwhelmed with it. We'll get through it. Name something people do in college. 59 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll take one more call before we go to break here. Does anybody have a final guess before we go to break? Remember, we're coming back on the other side. But name something people do in college. Do we have one final guess before we go to break? We have study. We have sports. We have getting married. We have work. We have party. But we don't have the other 3. We still don't have the number 1 and 2 answer. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. All right. Doesn't look like we're going to get that last guess before the break. Think on it. Think on what kids do in college. We've got 3 answers. We'll be coming back after this very short but important break. Be back in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
About that, the day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepherd had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on this because he had the story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with